Welcome to the Troy Thompson Leadership Podcast. This is your host, Troy Thompson. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Listen, it is my greatest passion to empower leaders to create a more hopeful culture and to lead with passion and relevancy for their generation. I trust that today's podcast will encourage you, will equip you, and will empower you as you go out and create a vibrant culture that perpetuates hope and growth wherever you are. Let's tune in.
We believe in the impossible, the supernatural, the ridiculous to manifest for your life. You walked in sick, you're not walking out sick. If you walked in depressed, you're walking out full of the joy of the Lord. Just believe that with me. Amen. And so, welcome to Church on the North Coast. For all those that are watching, I want to say to you today, don't miss your own fight. Show up for at least your own fight. You showed up for Mayweather and McGregor in a way that the world has never known, which is ridiculous because they're all millionaires and they're all getting paid and it's all a stage. And the old Irish guy gave it a good shot, but listen, he was in the arena with a professional. But anyhow, I like his swag though, you know. Like I don't know, it's a really cool swag he's got there. But listen, many of us this morning are not investing with as much passion and energy in our own fight. There is a fight happening this morning. Can I tell you, there's a fight happening for your life, for your future, for your children, for this community, for this nation. Can you feel the fight for the nation that's going on right now? And we have a choice this morning. We have a choice this morning. Help me. You see, something biological happens when we position ourselves to choose. I want to give credit for a lot of this DNA message to Dr. Carolyn Leaf. You don't know who she is, go research her. But I just need to say this because a lot of what I'm saying she already said, and it's so profound and it so absolutely will change your life if you grab a hold of these truths. These are truths. There is something supernatural. Biologists and psychologists, scientists, the research indicates that when you position yourselves in this position to choose this or that, the scriptures tell us to choose life, right? I set before you life and death. Choose which one. They say, research indicates that when you and I position ourselves in this place, when you get in a place where you're about to determine whether it's going to be death or it's going to be life, something supernatural happens. There's this buildup that every cell genetically in your body, every cell to its smallest component, every piece of your being suddenly begins to stand up, and it begins to feel the synergy of every other cell in your body, and it's called superpositioning. It's literally called superpositioning. It's called superpositioning, and every cell in your body is waiting. It's just waiting. It's just saying to myself, what is it? What's he gonna choose? What's he gonna choose? What's he gonna choose? Is it gonna be life or is it gonna be death? Is he gonna grab a hold of the resurrection power of his Lord? Or is he gonna roll over and is he gonna die? Or is he gonna enter the swag of his life and say, I choose life. I'm coming over here because Jesus paid the price for me. I'm gonna live and not die. I'm gonna obtain the mind of my Savior. I choose life. I'm coming over here. I don't care what the odds say. I don't care what the devil says. I'm coming over here and I choose to live. I choose to live. And you know what they say. They say when you make that decision to live, they say when you say, regardless of what circumstance tells, it doesn't matter what reality is telling you. The research supports what the Bible declares, that as a man believes, so shall he become. as you believe in your heart, the research declares, if you can just muster up the courage to resist the lies of the devil, if you could just muster up the courage to say, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe it. I'm coming over here and I'm going to grab a hold of the promises of God for my life, for my children, for my city, for Campino, for Cleveland. I'm going to grab a hold of them and I'm not going to let them go. I don't care what that says. I'm going to do this. The research says that when you do that, literally, this is not theology. I'm just telling you that science bows its knee to the Savior. I'm gonna tell you that biology suddenly has to collapse and say, it's true, it's true. He came up out the grave just like they said. I'm just telling you that biology, science, psychology, all of the ologies say and support that every cell in your body obeys. And every cancerous cell, every malfunctioning cell, every distorted thought, suddenly when you come over here, clarity comes. Your organs begin to become healthy. Your cellular level begins to respond to the Spirit. Here's the deal. Somebody remind me later to talk about announcements and stuff. I'm so amped about this because this is what God's speaking all over the world. Give me that music again, Micah. This is what God is speaking all over the world. Everywhere I go, every time I go to my phone and I turn it on, I see this truth. Every time I sit in an auditorium, this is what they're talking about. They say that your cells genetically respond to your decisions. Sixty-five to 90% of all illness, research says, is directly related to your thoughts. 65 to 90% of every ailment you are experiencing right now in your body is connected to what you're thinking about. And the Bible says, take every thought captive. Make that thought surrender to the reality of the resurrection of Christ. And when you do, you literally change your reality. You don't think I'm telling the truth? And I accidentally discovered this. Accidentally. For as long as I can remember, I said, God, I would really like to be on the radio. I would really like to have... listen to me now. I'm not saying this because I got an ego to feed. I got an ego and it works for me. Pride works against me, but my ego and your ego will work for you. Because your ego's tapping into your identity. Your ego's telling you. That part of you says you're more than a conqueror in every man and woman and boy and girl. That's your ego telling you. You are just that good. You are just that good. Like Michael Jordan said, I never lost the game. I ran out of time. You are that good. The research and says, listen, if you can tap into this reality here, that your thoughts are creating a reality for tomorrow that doesn't exist today. And I always said, God, I really want to be on the radio. I love the radio. I love the medium of it. I love that airwaves are controlled by the Father's word. I love when I release the Father's word. It's in the airwaves and it's suppressing every lesser airwave. It's controlling things that are not seen. I love the idea of that. It just gets down in the inside. And I said, God, for as long as I can remember, I thought this thought. I said, God, I really want to do that. I really want to be. And I started checking around. I didn't have the money for that. I didn't have. Like, cost some money. And before I knew what I was asking for and what I was thinking about, God, do you see something happens in quantum. I shared this last week. When you take those subconscious thoughts and you just dwell on them, when you ain't even thinking about them anymore, they're working in another dimension in time for your good. They're out there working for you, right? So you got to be conscious of them. But before I was even conscious of it, I was thinking like this. I was thinking, God, I want to have a national influence. I'm done. Listen, I want to control the anointing in the nation. Like, I want to lock down regions of the country. I want, God, not for my glory. No. I want to make you famous in this region. I'm trying, God, I'm trying to lock down Ahab, who's working destruction and death and lies. I believe you ought to ask for that a little more. There's some in here that need to ask for a national anointing to tear down the devil's work in the regions. See, if you're not asking for them, then who? All that's left is the terror. All that's left is the lies. All that's left is the destruction. That's all that's left. So you better start asking for it. So before I even knew it, I was thinking these things, and then, but the devil would come to you and say, you're prideful and you're haughty. But then I hear the whisper of the Spirit say, oh, troubler of Israel. I'm not the troubler of Israel. You're the troubler of Israel. I've come to bring life to Israel. I've come to present living truth to Israel. Then I get a phone call. Troy, let's sit down and talk. I want to give you a radio show. I'm like, what? How much is this radio show going to cost me? He said, it's going to cost you everything, but really nothing. I said, amen, I'm all in, let's do it. Then I get another phone call. Troy, I want you to come and be a part of this marathon we're having on TCT. It's nationally broadcast to 3 million people. I want you to come and do that. I collapsed. Because I got the truth, then I got the revelation. I got the truth, and I'm like, that's cool. But then I saw God working the whole thing out before I ever knew the truth existed. And I'm here to tell you that God's working out a revelation in your life from a truth you're not even aware of yet. You're about to step into the reality of a truth and get a revelation of it. And you're going to look back on it and say, God was working for me like a master chess player before I ever knew about the truth. So this stuff works. The word of the Lord is sharp. It's powerful, right, than any two-edged sword. What the Lord is declaring there is like, there's no more powerful force for your life other than His Word. You can try to like go to a guru. You can go to a psychic. You can get more information and get another initial after your name. But that's not the powerful force operating in the dark while you're sleeping. The powerful force that's operating in the dark while you're sleeping is His promises, and every one of them are yes and amen to your life. Come on, give the Lord a great big hand clap. So, this morning, if you're taking notes, you can write these things down. You can write down in this order: choose, constructs, close, and blueprints. That's kind of the order of today's message. Choose, constructs. We just got through choose, moving into constructs. We'll come upon close, and then we'll end with blueprints. Before I get started with the constructs, let me share something with you. There's a lot going on, and like I said, God is working in our area, in our region, in a powerful way. Tim Story will be with us on September 7th. Now, there is a 6 o'clock VIP summit for business leaders and entrepreneurs. That costs $17. You can get that ticket today from me or one of the pastoral staff. We can get that to you. $17, get you in a room, limited seating, and you will sit down with one of the most powerful forces in Hollywood and in America. And you can ask him personal questions. I actually asked him to come back. He's a good friend of mine. I asked him to come back and actually give us this opportunity, because I want my friends and my family to be in the room with him and receive from him this influence, this anointing that he has. And so that's at 6 o'clock right here. And that costs $17. You get one of those tickets today. Then at 7 o'clock, the doors will open to everyone. You're listening to me out there. At 7 o'clock, the doors will open to everyone. And listen, you want to be here. He'll lay hands on everyone. He'll give prophetic words. He gave me a prophetic word the last time in Valley View. Changed my life and really was the catalyst to send me into the next stratosphere for what God was doing in the next phase of my life. And so he sent me up to 40,000 feet, and I'm not coming down. So be there on September 7th. That'll be an amazing time of the Lord. And then Hezekiah Walker and Israel will be here, right here. Hezekiah Walker and Israel will be right here at Church on the North Coast on September 23rd. You need to get a ticket for that. We have those available, too, in the office. See one of us. We can get you a ticket. You can come in during the week and get one of those tickets as well. But that is going to be a packed house. You're going to need to get your tickets soon for that, because it's on the radio and the word is out. And you know, they're a pretty big deal. So you're going to want to be here for that. Once again, I didn't mention this, but I'm going to be on TCT on September 11th. And I want you all to join me on their live broadcast on September 11th at 6 o'clock. And if you could, I would really love to have some family there in the audience. I think I had two people the last time I preached it, but it would be really audience. It's okay. I preach all the time when nobody's there, but it's but if you can make it to that, it's going to be an incredible time. September 11th, TCT, come and be a part of that. And then after the service today, there is a garage sale. Pastor Tina has a garage sale. Some of you might have saw that on the way in. That whole back, there's a lot of cool stuff, so you want to hit up the garage sale on the way out today. And then my radio show drops on September 27th, and it's called The 1%, and if you're not a friend of WNZN Power 89.1, go and friend them today, like them, and be a part of it. You can get all the details there. Start listening to them, because I'll be on the show Wednesdays from 5 to 7, and it's called The 1%. I'll be actually creating a platform for all the culture creators that exist. So if you wrote a book, I will have you on my show, and we'll do interviews. The second part of that is to awaken the 1% of those that are listening, because I believe that God's identity needs to be awakened and quickened within each of us. So those are some announcements that God has given us today, and let's get into the Word, shall we? Let's get into Romans 12, 1 to 2. And see if we can't get. Romans 12, 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Next. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does it say? Be transformed. You see what Paul said? He said, do not be conformed to the world. Where does the devil operate? Where does he control? He controls the world. Paul here is just simply telling you, don't think like that. Don't conform your mind to that. I don't care how smart Paul didn't say. But here, let me add some Cliff's notes to what Paul was saying here. Paul was saying, I don't care if they're a doctor, I don't care if they're a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care if they're your mom or your dad. I don't care if they're your sister or your brother. I don't care how much influence you think they possess. Do not conform your mind to what they think. Don't conform it. Conform. You know what that means? It means don't pour your thoughts into their mold. Do you not understand? Listen, church. Understand. There's the law of exchange that happens naturally when we encounter one another on a social level. There is this exchange that's happening. Whether you recognize it or not, there is an exchange happening. You're either picking up what I'm putting down, or you're pushing it back across the table. Some of us got to learn to push it back across the table. And some of us got to learn, pick up what the man's putting down. He's telling the truth, for crying out loud. Don't conform your mind to the world. Because the enemy controls that. Your DNA construct, your DNA from your former self is controlled by the devil from that controls the world. Don't do that. He just simply says, don't do that. But renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Go with me to 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm going to switch back to this text, so stay with me quickly. 2 Timothy 1 says, what does it say? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Paul says here, God has not given you a spirit of fear that comes with the old nature, your old DNA. Your old DNA wants to be afraid. The old you wants to live in fear and conformity and convenience, but the new you has been wired a certain way. You have been built a certain way with the new you, and it only feeds itself healthily upon those thoughts of power, love, and soundness of mind. So anything other than power, love, and soundness of mind, you need to push across the table, kick it across the table, get up from the table, walk away from the table. It's not feeding you. And what it actually, psychologists and research indicates that when you embrace cynicism and negativity and fear and hate and bitterness, what happens to your brain is brain damage. That's not theology, church. You literally damage your brain because you were not created for fear, hate, cynicism, bitterness. You were created for love, power, sound mind, confidence, strength. So any thought that reinforces the Father's identity in you that says you are powerful, you are loved, you communicate love, you are at peace. The shalom of God is all over you. It manifests through you as a child of the Lord that has the DNA of your Father. Your DNA of your Father communicates and rests in the shalom of God, the salvation of God. You've been created this way. Don't conform that way. Go back to Romans 12. But most of us live with this mentality. Come on. I'm going to pray for your thoughts in a minute. I'm going to pray for your thoughts in a minute. Most of us live with this reality. That you are a body that has a soul and a spirit, okay? I want you to know that your brain is not the same thing as your mind. Your brain is not the same thing as your mind. Be renewed in your mind. You have the mind of the mind of Christ, the Lord. So the mind, the soul then is in the middle. The soul then is in the middle. And according to, based on what you choose, it determines the position of your soul. Your choice then determines the position of your soul. So if you choose life, your soul then has peace. If you choose death, then your brain, your flesh then occupies your soul and feeds you death. reinforces destruction. It reinforces an image of failure. It reinforces an image of rejection. If you embrace the lusts of the flesh, the pride of life, the something with the eyes, I forget it right now. But if you do that, what does it say? Lust of the eyes. If you do that, then your flesh grabs a hold of your soul and makes buddies with it. Come on, Eddie. Your soul, stand up here. Stand up there for everybody to see. Your flesh is over here. Your spirit's over there. If you embrace the thoughts of death, destruction, hatred, and bitterness, your flesh grabs a hold of your soul and controls it, and it can send it into depression. It has now the legal authority to send it into sickness. It can bring cancer. It can bring destruction to your marriage. It can tear apart your relationships. It can make you miserable even when everything's fine. It just walks you right through life. And here's the most amazing, startling, fascinating part of it all. That God's grace is so amazing that He'll get you to heaven, but you'll be the one to determine whether you walk like you have that you possess hell the entire time. So you're going to go to heaven, yes, but you're going to live hell the entire time you're breathing and sucking air on the earth. So
come on now.
Yes, amen. So it would, in the words of Pastor Caton, behoove you. Pastor Caton's finger now. It would behoove you. To choose. That's a compliment. It would behoove you to choose life. Partner with the Spirit of the living God for your life. Walk in soundness of mind. Let's pray together today. If you have a battle in your mind right now, if there is a battle, if there is a fight for the ages happening in your mind, I want you to stand up right now. If there's sickness in your body, stand up right now. If there's a conflict and you don't know, if you have to make a choice one way or the other and you're not sure which way to go, there you go. Stand to your feet, because this is it right here. This is it right here. Dr. Carolyn Leaf says that, and she's a neurologist, like she's a really smart person that's dealt with this stuff for 30 years in that field. She says it takes 21 days to get rid of a poisonous and toxic thought. We think this is easy, but it's not. It's not. This is not easy. Your victory, beloved, is in the gold mine of your thoughts. This is where victory is obtained. You want to know where the miraculous is occupied? Right here. It's just as simple. There are no, and she further says, there's no gray areas. There's no gray areas. There's no middle ground to be occupied. You either choose one or you choose the other. And if you straddle the line of one or the other, you've chosen death. There's no gray area. You either do or you don't. This is where your victory is won. This is where faith is manifested. Right here. So I want to pray for you today that your thoughts be occupied in the next 21 days, that you tear down every lie. She says it takes 21 days to tear down a lie. 21 days. We think this is easy. 21 days to tear down a lie. But then it takes another 21 days to replace the lie. Right? I told you this isn't easy. We start today. We start today. 21 days to get rid of it. To tear it down. How do you get rid of a lie? You replace it with the truth. You replace it with the truth. So if the enemy is lying to you and declaring over your life, that you're going to die prematurely? You quote back to him the most powerful, indestructible, infallible force the world has ever known, the Word of God. And you declare, I shall live and not die. I shall occupy all the promises of God until I'm old in age. You will declare that my God has given me life and life abundantly. If the enemy's lying to you about your children, you would declare over them, my children are the inheritance of the Lord. My quiver is full. My cup runs over. They walk in the power of Jacob, the explosion of Jacob. If the enemy's lying to you in your about your health, you will declare. As soon as the lie comes, you speak back to it. Literally, speak out loud to it. The enemy says you're gonna be sick for the rest of your life. So I cast down every argument, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in my life. And I declare that by His stripes, I receive the healing virtue of heaven. That I walk in the promises of my God because they are yes and amen for me. So for 21 days, you're going to fight the good fight of faith in your life. You're going to show up every day. You're going to wake up, feet hit the ground. You're going to start speaking the victory of the Lord over your life. You're going to start declaring every promise of the Lord is true for me. I will walk in victory. I will not walk in defeat. For 21 days, as soon as your feet hit the ground, you start declaring God's truth over your life. The next 21 days, you start living in the reality of it. You start reinforcing it. You level up on the devil. You double down on your DNA. You start believing God for even greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. You start doubling down. You start reinforcing the confidence of God in your life. That's the second 21 day. You double down on the promises. The third 21 day, she said it takes 3 21-day cycles to create a habit. We've lied to ourselves for so long, and this is why we lived in defeat. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We've lied to ourselves. We made it too easy. It's not easy living in your mind, is it? Not easy, because the lies come, and the lies sometimes seem so real. They seem so real. And then the last 21 days, you're going to start. You're going to do the first two things. You're never going to stop those first two things. But then you're going to start fighting somebody else's fight. Right? So if you're fighting the fight in your physical body, I'm coming to the ICU and I'm going to pray for you. Huh? I'm coming to ICU and I'm praying for you. If you're missing and I see your shoulder slumped over, I'm going to come and I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to declare to you every promise of God that I can think of over your life. I'm going to start fighting your fight. I'm going to roll a rock up underneath of you, and I'm going to grab a hold of your left and right arm, and I'm going to hold you up, and I'm going to whisper in your ear, every promise of God that He ever spoke over your life is true, Jeff. Every promise. Don't you let go of the promise. Don't you live in fear. Don't you live in rejection. Don't you live in the lies, and I'm going to fight the fight of faith for Jeff. And that's going to turn into my normal, natural, supernatural self walking and talking on the planet. And people are going to recognize the greatness of God, the originality of God on me. And they're going to bring me before great men. And they're going to say, oh my gosh, how did you occupy this kind of peace? How did you write that book? How did you do that song? How did you do this? How do you do that? Power of God. I broke the chains of the enemy over me. I broke them. And then come up here one time and ask for hocus pocus. And then ask for a magic show, a goosebump. I said, I'm not going to ask them to work harder on my problems than I'm willing to work on them myself. Huh? I'm going to double down on the DNA of God for my life, and I'm going to watch heaven manifest. So let's pray. Come on, close your eyes. Lift your hands toward heaven. We declare in Jesus' name, every lie of the enemy broken. Every lie of insecurity broken. Your family lied to you. Your family lied to you. They said those things that were not true. You stopped living in the reality of those lies. God has a future and a hope for you. You are the pioneer of your family. You are the one to set the pace. The standard is reestablished with you. I declare it over every born-again believer in this building, everyone watching now. I declare that the Stevens curse is broke in Jesus' name. Broke in Jesus' name. I declare roots of bitterness right now. Pulled from the roots. Pull them from the roots, church. We pull them from the roots now. We declare every lie, every root that's taken and established itself in our lives are pulled up. And now we pour the blood of Jesus into the empty root system, and we declare that it is redeemed, that it is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Tear up every tear sown by the enemy. Rejection, a spirit of rejection. Declare confidence of the Lord. You change atmospheres, marriages, hard hearts. In Jesus' name, we thank you that every curse, every lie broken in Jesus' name. Next 21 days, we go to war. We fight the fight of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, give him praise. Come on, everybody stand to your feet with me. Skip, thank you for this. Thank you for this. I shared it on the radio the other day too. They were caught in the act of adultery. They were caught conforming their lives to the lies of the enemy. You hear me? They were caught. But religion is always, it's unjust. Religion is never just. Right? A spirit of religion. It's never just. It's equity is never served when a spirit of religion is on you. It's self-serving in many instances. And it's concerned with you, but not with others. They snatch up the woman. They bring her into the tabernacle. They bring her into the temple. Read the story. Right, Skip? They bring her into the temple. And they throw her at Jesus' feet. And then they begin to accuse her. They begin to accuse her, just like the enemy accuses you. Lana, the enemy said, he's asked to sift you like wheat, accuse you. Nicole, the enemy, he accuses you. He brings you into the religious courts, and he says, now, guilty. And he tries to reinforce the accusation of Satan. He tries to create a reality that reinforces it. He tries to create brothers and sisters, moms and dads, scenarios, circumstances, everything around you bears witness to the reality of the lies. You say, I am that which they say I am. I was caught red-handed in it. Your history indicts you. Your thoughts indict you. Everything indicts you. You know you're guilty. Jesus, it says, come here, Nicole. Come here. It says that Jesus, can you kneel? Okay. Everything they said is true. They looked at Jesus to further indict her in the temple nonetheless. It says that Jesus stoops down, and just between the Savior and her, he begins to write on the temple floor. That should have jacked you up right there. He wrote on the temple floor. We perceived that story for so long that he scribbled in the dust. Woo! But he didn't scribble in the dust, y'all. He wrote on stone. He wrote on the stone that was on. I've been to the temple and I've seen it. I walked in that place where Jesus stood. There is no dirt, no dust in the temple. There's nothing but stone. Hard, rocky stone. Flat stone. No man's finger could ever resist. You'd need a chisel and a hammer, right? We were there. You'd need a chisel and a hammer. But it says that Jesus sat down. He took his finger. And he wrote there in the most resistant place of religion. The reality of the truth of his words spoken over you. You are my beloved, I do not accuse you, but rather make you a son and a daughter of God. The last time, woo, the last time they ever heard of God writing on stone is when Moses went up on the mountain with the Lord, and he took those stone tablets, and he, with the finger of God, began to scribe his love on those little stone tablets. And then it says in Ezekiel that I'm going to take their stony hearts. Only God can take your stony heart. Take his finger and rewrite the promises on them one more time to declare your reality. He declared the reality of his love for Nicole. He declares the reality of his love for you. And there is no resistance. There is no lie. There is no stony heart that can resist his loving grace. Come on, give him praise. Thank you. Thank you. And so if you're here today, I just want you to know, no matter how much you resist him, no matter how much you think he can't, I'm here to tell you, he's the one that can write on stone with his finger. He is the one. Come on, close your eyes, pray with me. Father, we thank you that if there be any hearts made of stone here today, that right now you take your finger and you begin to write a love story on their hearts. Write a love story on our hearts one more time. Wipe out the curse. Wipe out that which the enemy accuses us of. Oh God, erase the thoughts of religion that would condemn us and replace them with the righteousness of our Savior that lifts us up and puts us at the right hand of our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Right now to Lorain, Ohio, in church on the North Coast, let your kingdom flood our heart as you write a new love story, another chapter. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of God's love poem over your life. We declare it in Jesus' mighty name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Come on, give him praise today. Man, God loves you. Man, God loves you. He loves you so much. His grace, there's so much grace. There's so much grace. You're swimming in grace this morning, church. We pray, God, for the Lovett family. We pray the comfort of the Lord for the Lovett family. We pray the comfort of the Lord for Ray Rachel and that family.
Oh, we declare over Roger Rouser the strength of God, the peace of God. Oh, we thank you, God, for the grace that is amazing, oh, that we're swimming in right now. Come on, if you have a prayer request, you need to lift it up to heaven right now. Come on, just lift up your voices to heaven. Let him hear. Come on, let heaven hear. Let it resound with every promise made. Oh, we thank you for healing. Oh, we thank you for truth. Oh, we thank you for forgiveness. Oh, we thank you, God, that our children live long in the earth, satisfied to the end of their day. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that heroin addiction is broken by the power of your love. Oh, we thank you that vision is corrected in this house right now. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you that lives are renewed, restored, and made new one more time in you. Oh, we thank you that family curses are broken all across this sanctuary. We thank you, God, for the truth of your word that leads us in the darkness of our soul. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Whew. Oh. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Altar ministers, come on. Come up here. Altar ministers, come on. Altar ministers, come on. NCSSM students, come on. I get some DSM students if you're in here. Come on, then. God's doing a work. God's doing a work. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We come against the attack on Jacob. We come against the attack on Jacob. The Jacob generation that everybody wants to throw in the trash. Oh, we declare that millennials are the most powerful generation to ever grace the planet. That the spirit of innovation, the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, they do occupy. Also, we declare, spirit of addiction be broken. We declare, God, that they develop a heart of love for the kingdom and the power found in the kingdom. We thank you, God. If you need prayer, I want you to come now. Come on, if you need prayer, you need a promise declared all over the building. If you need a promise declared, come now. If you're watching online and you need a promise declared, go to our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page. Send us a message. Tell us what it is. Go on, go there. You need a promise declared over your life right now. Come on, you need a promise declared over your life right now. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't you let go. Hope of glory is available right now for your life. We declare to a spirit of deaf, a loss of hearing, a spirit of deaf. Be open. Be open in Jesus' name. Be open in Jesus' name. We declare national influence. A hero of our decade. Hero of our decade. A deliverer of souls. Oh, repairer of the breach. Rebuilder of the cities. Not just this city, but many cities. Oh, there's royal diadems dropping out of your pockets as you walk. Oh, the Lord declare it and do it in Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Pastor Jim, go. I feel there's a prophetic word. Who has it? Prophetic word. Come. Give me a mic. You sure? Give me a second.
us. In the authority of the Lord. He declared in the beginning of this service, he declared and ordained this word for today, and he said that you are no longer a victim of your circumstances. Stop walking around as a victim. Stop claiming and wearing the victim's clothing. Stop living your life as that you are the victim. You do not belong to that circumstance. That circumstance happened in order to strengthen you, in order to carry you, in order to deliver. You are created to deliver. You do not live beneath that circumstance, but you are above it. You are above it. You control it. You are a deliverer. You are a healer to the nations, a healer to the region.
Tell it.
Your circumstance doesn't define you. It doesn't declare your DNA. Your circumstance was made to carry you through. It was made to carry others. And we have believed the lie of the enemy that the circumstance controls us, that it is who we are, and we walk below who we are. And God said that that circumstance wasn't made to do that to you. You've lived a lie. You lived a lie that that circumstance, that's who you are, and it's not. That circumstance was made to strengthen you. We believe that God punishes us, and he doesn't do that. He strengthens us. He carries us. He delivers us. He heals us. And when he gives us something or something happens to us in our life, that circumstance, it's not made to defeat us. It's made to carry others. It's made to strengthen you. Amen. It's given as a strength. God said today, stop living as a victim. You're the victor.
Mm. Amen.
Stop living as a victim. Change your thoughts that you are a victor, not a victim. If you keep thinking that you're a victim of something, that something happened to you in a woe is me mentality, that's how you'll live. But you weren't meant to live that way. God said he didn't made you to live that way.
Amen. Nicole, pray for her right there. That woman with her hand up. Close your eyes. Just worship the Lord. If you need to go, live right, love everybody, pray hard. You can go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Cities wait. Cities wait. Come on with me, declare peace to our nation. Declare peace to this nation. We declare to racial tension, the love of God covers a multitude of sin. It brings victory and healing to those who are oppressed and to those that oppress. The third way of heaven to our nation, we declare. The victory found in Christ, we declare. The blessing and not the curse. The healing and not the sickness. We declare that we are the sons of Issachar for our day. Sons of Issachar, bring equity, sits down between two burdens, and offers justice and equity, satisfies the most tormented hearts. We thank you, God. We confidently walk in the anointing of the sons and the daughters of Issachar. For we know the times of which we live in. Custom and tailor fit for the peace we walk in. We bless you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for your word, for your spirit. We rest in your presence now. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on, give him a great big hand.
This is Troy Thompson. I'm so glad you took the time to listen into the podcast today. If you like what you heard, you can go to the website cnclove.org for more. You are a culture creator. Go out today and create culture. Make the world a better place, a more hopeful place. It was a pleasure being with you.